to the Railjack Ruffians podcast. Please like, subscribe, and do all that good stuff. And remember, Tenno, a breath a day keeps the they heck away. This time, we're going to start episode 2 of the Railjack Ruffians. And something I'd like to note here is today, episode 0 went live. Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Yeah!
Yippee!
Much excitement.
Yippee! Yeah, okay. I'm very excited. I've been waiting on this for quite some time, and it feels really good to finally have the episode out. So rate the podcast, leave a comment. If you can, we were having issue with Spotify comments, but we'll, if you can do that, do that. Tell us how bad it is, and preferably how to fix it as well. So yeah, all right. We have our lovely host today. Of course, I am Jesse. On my right here, we have Good Jacob.
Jello.
To his right, we have Mitchell.
Yo!
And to his right, we have Stardust.
Guten Morgen.
Which apparently is spelled with two T's, and I found that out today.
Yeah.
Anyway, so a little bit of housekeeping to do. On our last episode, I was wondering what the price of the Ember Prime Resurgence bundle was. I thought it was 7 Regal Aya. Turns out it's actually 6 Regal Aya, so not quite as bad as I thought it was. We were also talking about the dating sim components coming up with 1999. We kept saying the word operator for who we thought it was going to be. We meant drifter, because obviously operator is young. So, no on
it
that.
It is a child.
Yes. So, yeah. And that was also confirmed by Rebecca on one of the dev shorts. It will not be the operator. She inferred that it would be the drifter, but she didn't specifically say that. But
I feel like she's just trying to throw us off.
Yeah, that would make sense, though, for it to be the drifter. She did say that we would find out for sure in the Lotus Eaters, though. So that does tell us, I guess, a little bit about 1999. Perhaps Lotus Eaters...
Lotus Eaters was kind of like the pre-thing for 1999.
Right, yeah. Perhaps that is how we figure out how to do the... time travel that takes us back to 1999.
I'm really curious about that.
Also, I almost forgot, Jesse, where are we coming from right now?
Oh, yes. U.S.? Florida? Yeah,
You don't know where you are?
It was such a long drive to get down here.
He forgot which part. He forgot if we were in Key West or...
I mean, last episode, we were in Phoenix, Arizona. The drive from there to get here, it's a long drive.
Dude, I don't even want to talk about how much the gas cost.
I thought you were just going to leave it at, I don't even want to talk. And I was like, why are you on the podcast?
You're the one that has a criminal record, so I mean...
No, I mean, man,
you probably just steal the gas.
The gas. I mean, we had decent gas mileage, but the gas on the way down here was rough.
You're a criminal, so you don't pay for stuff, so why would you care?
Ooh.
You had to steal all that money. It was a lot of thievery that had to go on in order to get us here.
Yeah, siphoning gas is not fun.
No.
Yeah.
Especially
when you get it in your mouth.
Yeah, siphoning sucks.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. Anyway, actually, speaking of the Lotus Eaters being a prologue quest, I was looking into the New War, and the New War does have two prologue-style quests. It's got the Apostasy Prologue and Prelude to War, which are both preludes, which is something that we were wondering about on the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I was also talking about pets and mentioned the Adarza Kavat. I was right. It does have a crit boosting mod called Cat's Eye, which gives you a critical chance buff, if I remember correctly. Also, something that we noticed only after we were done recording episode 1, Eleanor, Proto Nyx, is actually Arthur's sister.
Yep.
We did not notice that until after recording the episode.
Yep.
So that seems important.
We were watching the live stream footage again from the TennoCon, and it introduces them all and it gives their name. And so it said Arthur Nightingale, and then when it got to Nick's, it said it was Eleanor Nightingale.
Yes.
Which is a really pretty name, like Eleanor Nightingale. It's
sounds it's a nice English. Name.
I've seen Nightingale, so it sounds cool.
Yeah, it is a cool name. Also, another thing that we mentioned that may have been a bit misleading, we were talking about the Gemini skins. The Gemini skin is actually an emote that turns you into that skin.
Yeah.
They didn't specify if the emote was going to be free or not.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. We'll see.
It probably is, because I mean...
I feel like it's going to be related to the quest. So here's my question. And if we need to move on from this, I understand. If they bring in other proto Warframes, what are some ones that you just wonder what they would look like in a proto form? Like, goodness, what the heck?
Dagoth.
Dagoth.
How would Dagoth work?
What about Varuna?
Yeah.
That'd be a weird one.
Yeah.
Or what's the one that's themed on a dragon?
Chroma.
Yeah, imagine Chroma. Like, how's Chroma going to look as a human?
That would be interesting. But mainly Dagoth is the one I'm thinking about.
Dagoth, the one without a face.
Yes, Dagoth is the one that has a giant hole in her head.
Well, it's just going to be before the hole happened.
Or maybe after.
I was adventurer like you until I took a bowling ball to the face.
Well, yes. Then again, considering the lore behind Dagoth, I mean, it wouldn't even be called Dagoth.
Right. Spoilers, though. We'll get to that at some point.
I didn't say what it was.
Yeah,
Steinax, though.
Yes,
that one. Steinax, yeah, that would be cool.
Cool. All right. Well, now it's time for D News. Okay, for DE News today, they actually released a dev short today, which I watched an hour ago, and they revealed that in some upcoming update, relics that have a Forma blueprint in the uncommon slot or the silver slot, normally they will drop one Forma blueprint. But in some upcoming update, they will actually make it so if the Forma is in the uncommon slot and you get that, it will drop two Forma blueprints, which is honestly huge. Because one of the big grinds for people who want to get, like, you know, in-game in Warframe without paying for anything, one of the bigger grinds is for Forma. So having that have a possibility to drop double Forma, that's a huge deal.
Do you think they would do... Wait, are there any relics that have Forma in the rarest slot?
No.
They should add at least one relic that has the Forma in the rarest slot, and it drops three.
Can you imagine trying, like, you're farming your relic, you're trying to get Sevagoth Prime, mm-hmm. which isn't out yet, but will be soon, and you put 100 Void Traces into your relic, and, you get 3 Forma. That would be painful.
That's fair. But what if it was a special relic? Like a special super rare
Yeah,
relic?
Where everything is Forma.
Everything is Forma. It's like pieces
Oops,
of Forma.
All Forma.
Whoops, you got 2/3 of a Forma.
That's my favorite cereal.
Yeah. Oops, all Forma. So, another thing, the second thing for D News is Rebecca Ford put out a tweet today, I believe, where she mentioned that she had been doing some recording for the voice lines for Lotus Eaters, which is cool and all, but she also mentioned that she was voicing some lines for quote-unquote early Warframe improvements. So I take that to mean like new player experience improvements, which due to the timing, I think probably may come out with Lotus Eaters, maybe.
Yeah,
either we'll that see. Or the unannounced update is what
I'm saying. When this is recorded, that way you can call it again like you did with Rojack.
Mm, yeah.
And this time it might be actually published before it happens.
Maybe.
So say when this is recorded.
There's a chance.
What is today? The 30th of July?
Yeah, it's 30th.
Yeah. So, timestamp.
Tomorrow's the last day of July.
Okay. So, today we're going to be talking about...
Excalibur!
So, Excalibur. Excalibur, according to the Codex, Excalibur epitomizes the warrior spirit. His master swordsmanship deals high damage. He is the embodiment of martial excellence, which is a neat little recap. I think they may be overhyping him just a smidge, but he is still pretty cool.
I feel like he is a solid bread and butter, and if you take the time and understand him properly, you can push him to some rather serious limits.
Yeah, he can be pretty good, but his comprehendability, that's a word now, apparently. The ease, well, no, I was going to say
comprehensiveness?
That, no, it's your ability to comprehend it.
Understandability, okay. I guess?
Yeah, I was going to say that makes him less powerful, but that is not true. It's
about to say he's really easy to comprehend, isn't he?
Yes, but my thing was the fact that he's so easy to comprehend is kind of something that causes him to be less powerful.
No, I would
but
say that's a not strong true. Suit. Yeah,
yeah, because Rhino honestly is mm-hmm. also very easy to understand, and he is an amazing Warframe.
Yeah, easy to understand. So I feel like there's sometimes we can feel like, if something is not complex, therefore it's not powerful.
Right, yeah, that's kind of what I was going for.
Well, I mean,
for,
he's a starter Warframe, so you wouldn't think he's that powerful, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, honestly, all of the starter Warframes are good. Even Mag. People don't really like Mag so much, but Mag has a lot of potential.
Okay, you.
Yes.
What was it? It was Mag, Excalibur, and...
Volt.
Yeah, Volt. Oh, my goodness. Volt is a... Would you consider Volt kind of a farming frame?
No. Farming frame is a term that I reserve for frames that...
Specifying resource collection.
Yes.
Okay, so he's like a... Volt's like a nuking frame.
He can nuke, yes. Although that's typically not what I think of him for. I think of Volt for two things. One, his speed, obviously, mm-hmm. because that is really good. It's a team buff. And also, it's just really fast. And the other thing is actually his electric shield, which I never really got the full complexity of it, but it actually boosts crit damage of projectiles that go through it, which I didn't know until semi-recently.
And I think there's some stuff where, does it just boost crit, or does it boost electrical damage too?
Both, okay. Actually.
Yeah, no, my memory of Volt was just like loading into a match and then like a Volt Prime shows up, and you just see lightning everywhere, and everything is dying.
Yes, he can do that. Honestly, that's more of a low-level deal, but he certainly does have that capability.
Is it also kind of like a niche build for like somebody that has like really high mods and a prime Warframe?
Not necessarily, but that certainly does help. Okay. For sure. Anyway, back to not Volt, the other one, Excalibur.
To the actual Warframe we're talking about.
Yes. So, Excalibur. As all Warframes do, he has a passive. Excalibur's passive is that he deals 10% increased damage and attacks 10% faster when wielding swords. And a fun fact about that is that actually applies to his Exalted Blade, which means it is always permanently 10% more damage and 10% faster.
That's nice.
So that's an interesting fact there.
Yeah, technically we have nothing to compare it to because nobody else can wield the Exalted Blade.
Right, so you can't see it at its quote-unquote base.
I mean, somebody can, but they're kind of the same person.
True, but it
probably has the same passive.
Presumably, because he has the same abilities we've seen. Okay, so Excalibur's first ability. Excalibur expends 25 energy to dash forward 12 meters to cut enemies down with his Exalted Blade, automatically chaining to enemies within 7 meters. Each slash inflicts 250 slash damage with a guaranteed slash proc and knockdown. Oh, I didn't even say the name of the ability. Slash Dash.
Wow. Totally two steps from hack and slash, which is kind of what the game is.
Yeah. So, fun fact, when you're in the animation of Slash Dash, your health is invincible. Your shields can still take damage, but your health cannot take damage when you're in the animation. So, that's a fun fact. Also, I'm sure some of y'all already knew this, but Slash Dash is a pseudo-exalted weapon. We're probably going to do an episode on that at some point, most likely, but pseudo-exalted's the quick rundown on that is pseudo-exalteds are weapons that, not weapons, they're Warframe abilities that are modified by the mods that you have on your melee weapon. So if I had, for example, Pressure Point, which gives, 120% damage? Well, your Warframe ability, for example, Slash Dash, would do an extra 120% damage. Ability number two. Radial Blind. Excalibur expends 50 energy to summon and raise his exalted blade, resulting in an intense flash of light that affects enemies within 25 meters and blinds them for 15 seconds. This is actually Excalibur's helmet ability, meaning you can put this ability on any other Warframe.
Wait. So his exalted blade is the subsumable ability?
No, the radial blind.
Oh, radial blind. Okay.
That was the third ability.
Okay.
Which, I'm curious now, if you put Radial Blind on a different Warframe, what do they hold up in the animation? Is it whatever their equipped melee?
A light bulb.
Jeez.
Should you call that so soon? Because that's kind of a spoiler thing.
It's not really.
They whip out a lighthouse.
Yes.
They blind people portable and then they lighthouse. Bash people with it.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'm sure this has some synergies. It probably works best with anyone who's like focusing on finishers, maybe Ash, but honestly, it would not be the best choice for Ash. Anyway.
Ash Ketchum?
Yeah, that guy. He blinds him first and then catches him. Yeah, so obviously it has a line of sight check. Although, if an enemy is alerted to your presence and then very shortly afterward goes behind a wall and you like immediately cast it, they can still be blinded even though they're through a wall. I don't know what the timing on
next question that we need to test. Will it blind them through glass?
Doubt That's
it.
A good question.
I doubt it.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm kind of with Jacob here. I kind of doubt it.
It should, though.
It should, for
it
sure.
It should, but then again, how they coat the glass from walls.
Yeah. We'd have to see.
If they made it different, then maybe, but if not.
Right. Another fun fact, radial blind can blind cameras.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It can also.
I have set off so many cameras that I could have blinded.
It can also, I believe, if the camera's seen you and you do radial blind, I believe it actually deactivates lasers in the corpus tile sets.
So even it's kind of used for stealth missions.
Yeah, to an extent, for sure. Anyway, so that's radial blind. Next up, radial javelin. Excalibur expends 75 energy to summon javelins against enemies within a radius of 25 meters. Excalibur then drives his weapon into the ground, launching the javelins into their targets. Each javelin deals 1,000 damage, evenly distributed between impact, puncture, and slash, also known as IPS, or the physical damage types, with a guaranteed slash proc and stagger. So, again, another guaranteed slash proc. Those are always good. It's not the strongest slash proc, but, you know, slash is slash.
Yeah.
And then stagger is not super useful, but, you know, a little crowd control never hurts. Each javelin actually visually shows up as a ethereal skana. Fun fact, just a little animation thing.
I didn't know that, actually. That's,
yep.
That's
if you
cool.
were to pause it, you can see a little skana there. Neat. Excalibur's fourth ability, the Biggin. It's Exalted Blade. Excalibur draws an ethereal skana, the Exalted Blade, and wields it as his melee exalted weapon. Normal attacks inflict 250 damage within 2 meters. Since it's an exalted weapon, it can be modded separately, although there are some mods that you can't put on exalted weapons.
Such as?
Anything that's weapon specific, like Blind Justice, I think, is a skana mod that you can't put.
That's the thing that would be on all weapons.
Yes, but the Exalted Blade is a skana, so you should be able to put that mod on.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, but because it's an exalted weapon, you can't do that. When you're using the Exalted Blade, you can do a slide attack. Slide attacks inflict 536 damage, and they blind enemies within 5 meters for a duration of 6 seconds, but it does cost 25 energy. So just keep that in mind. Normal, slide, and aerial attacks will emit an energy wave in the direction that you're aiming. So you swing the sword, wave of energy goes out, it becomes ranged melee, essentially, which is pretty neat. Also, didn't know this until I was researching for this episode, but the waves that are emitted from the Exalted Blade are affected by mods on both Exalted Blade and your regular melee weapon.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You could do a serious build with that.
Yeah.
Do they get any benefits from your primary melee's passive? If it has a passive?
Don't know. Haven't.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. So, each of Excalibur's four abilities have their own at least one augment, sometimes multiple. Slash Dash actually has two augments. It has Surging Dash. Each enemy hit during Slash Dash further increases your melee counter by 8. This can be very powerful, or at least somewhat powerful, because Slash Dash is a pseudo-exalted weapon. Pseudo-exalteds gain damage based on your combo multiplier. I can't remember the exact number, but when you build combo, your pseudo-exalted does more damage. So if you throw on Surging Dash, you can build combo really fast. So, next augment, Purging Slash. This one can actually be used in Conclave as well. Allies in the path of Slash Dash have 4 debuffs removed and 70% shields restored, which is not super great, but, you know, it could be worse. The number of debuffs that it purges is actually affected by strength, and I'm sure shields restored probably is as well. Probably. I don't know. So that's all the augments for Slash Dash. Radio Blind. Radio Blind only has one augment, but it's one that I was playing around with the other day, and you can do some funny stuff with this one. Radiant Finish. It is a Radio Blind augment. Blinded enemies take 300% more finisher damage, which is fun, but it is even more fun when you combine it with Savage Silence. To do this, you have to subsume Banshee's ability Silence onto Excalibur. Savage Silence does the exact same thing as Radiant Finish. It gives you 300% more finisher damage. But here's the catch. Well, not really the catch. Here's the hook. What's the opposite of a catch? Like a release? Catch, but a good thing.
Release.
What? Yes, here's the release. They're both affected by strength mods.
Oh.
So 300% is the base amount. Then you add the other 300% from Savage Silence, and you get some funny numbers, turns out. All you have to do is keep up Silence and hit them with the Radio Blind and then just do finishers, which, again, that's a pretty slow way to kill enemies, but you can do massive damage.
Funny numbers like 7, 7, 8, 9.
I'm going to find a laugh track and put it in right there.
Either laughs or crickets, one of the two.
No, definitely laugh. Yeah, crickets laughing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the only Radial Blind augment. But then we also have the Radial Javelin augment. Again, it only has one, but it's got a pretty good one. Furious Javelin. Each enemy hit will increase Excalibur's melee damage by 15% for 16 seconds. Which, you know, at base, whatever. But, again, affected by strength mods. I think it has a cap, if I remember correctly. But with the higher ability strength, it becomes easier and easier and easier to actually hit that cap. I'm sure it's like 350% or something like that. But yeah, you can get a whole bunch of damage, especially if you have enemies grouped together. 15% per enemy, plus whatever your strength is, you can get a whole lot of damage, a whole lot of extra damage out of that.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
What is the Warframe that has an ability that creates like a little black hole that draws all the enemies in?
That is Vauban.
Okay, so is that the ability that gets subsumed if you subsume him?
It is not.
Okay.
I think Tesla Nervos is his subsumability.
I was about to ask if that was the one that gets passed over. If you were to pass it over to Excalibur, what slot would it go in?
That's a good question. I would probably put it on Radial Blind.
Oh, so you can pick where it goes?
Yes.
Okay. So imagine if you could have that black hole ability.
Well, there are grouping abilities available from the helmet. I believe the most popular one is Ensnare from Korra. You pick one enemy, and then all enemies around it get dragged in.
Okay, yeah, that'll do the same job. Yeah.
Isn't that like Steinax's first ability?
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, imagine Excalibur with Steinax's spears.
Oh.
Good night.
Can you talk about the fourth ability? Or the first one, yeah.
That would be super dope. Unfortunately, you can't do that. But you can put his shield ability on there.
What?
The shield ability as in his armor reduction and healing.
Can't tell. We love Steinax.
I love Steinax. Jacob loves Steinax. Aaron likes Steinax.
And I don't know who he is.
He's the cool one with the... He's the one with the rings.
He's a Spartan.
He's the married one.
He's the that one that looked like he just stepped out of Sparta.
You've seen his original design, right?
I don't know who he is.
Like, straight up, his original design, he's essentially just a Spartan. That's his original design.
That's why he should be named Sparta.
So, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, you were mentioning how it would be cool. Oh, yeah, for grouping abilities. Have,
yeah, some kind of grouping ability.
Right. But, yeah, there's Ensnare. There's Larva from Nidus, which is this, like, infested ball that has tendrils that shoots out and sucks up enemies.
Like spaghetti.
Yeah, spaghetti. Infested spaghetti. What if Halvania is in like Italy, like Origin System Italy, and the infested is actually just some spaghetti that went bad?
That is true. I feel like Halvania is gonna be more either Germanic or Slavic.
Yeah, that seems right. Anyway, and then of course Excalibur's final ability, Exalted Blade. It has one augment. It is called Chromatic Blade. The Exalted Blade's damage type changes depending on Excalibur's emissive color.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And status chances increased by 300%.
I actually remember that from last time.
Yeah, it's a cool one. So if your emissive color is green, you'll have Toxin. If it's blue, it'll be... I'm not sure if blue's electric or cold.
I wonder if it depends. Well, technically, ice is white.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if it depends on how close you are to white or to blue. Right.
And then, of course, red is heat. And then
actually, shouldn't white be everything? Oh, powerful. All the colors. Hey, wouldn't it, you know, I made a joke about the RGB, and then I thought about it. I was like, oh, hey, wouldn't it be cool if you had, like, the mantra ability from RoboQuests from the elementalist type, where it is a rotating thing, constantly rotating between all the status types.
And that would be cool.
And it, so, you know, depending on like what time you use your ability will determine what status it is.
The closest thing I can think of to that is Baruch. He has an augment called Reactive Storm. His exalted weapon will change what damage type it does based on the weakness of the enemy that you're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll change to whatever damage type that enemy is weak against.
Sounds more like Baruch to me.
Yeah.
Also, the other thing was that in RoboQuest, the ultimate ability and your primary ability were on, their rotation was at different places at different times. So you wouldn't get two fire at the same time. You would get two separate ones so that you could combo them together.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
You get like electricity and fire, yeah. Ice and something else.
Yeah. So now that you know a little bit more about Excalibur, maybe you're actually thinking, oh, well, that sounds fun. And I didn't pick him when I started because I'm a loser. Winners always choose Excalibur, I think is true. Unless okay.
Ninjas always choose Excalibur. Ninjas
what choose did Excalibur. You choose, Dust? Just curious.
Excalibur.
Yeah.
Oh. So you are cool. So, I think we've been doing a pretty good job of selling Excalibur, so I'm sure those of y'all who didn't pick him as your starting Warframe are wondering...
Feeling stupid!
Yeah, yeah, feeling pretty dumb right now, aren't you? So, how do you get Excalibur? Also, if you haven't played Warframe and haven't made an account, pick Excalibur when you're starting out. I believe all of us here would recommend Excalibur for your starting Warframe.
Magnum Bolt looked cool, but they're not as good for first time.
For first timers, for sure. I would highly recommend Excalibur. He's easy to pick up, easy to learn, and he does pretty good damage, and he's fun.
Like I said before, he is solid bread and butter.
Right.
Is he hard to farm compared to Magnum Bolt?
No, he's not. Well, okay. Mag, you can just buy from the Tenno Lab in the dojo.
Uh-huh.
So, no farming, and I think Volt is the same. I think Excalibur is the only one you have to farm for. So, there are three ways to get Excalibur. One, you can pick him as your starting Warframe, which is what cool people do. Also, we're playing this up. It really doesn't matter which one you choose. All of them are good options. It's just...
We really recommend Excalibur.
Yeah, I'd recommend him.
Also, apparently he's harder to get than Volt and Mag.
Yes.
Because you actually had to farm him, so...
From a certain point of view.
Speaking of which, how do you farm him? You go to Lieutenant Lech Krill on War, which is a node on Mars. So it does take just a little bit. You have to go through Earth, then Venus, and I think Mercury in order to be able to go to Mars. So it does take a little bit, but it's not bad. So that's the second way of getting him. The third way of getting him is occasionally he will come into the rotation for the Dviri circuit.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't think he did.
Mm-hmm.
But Dviri's a later game thing.
Yeah, I would personally recommend not doing Dviri until after the new war, just because of the story. Which, again, as we were saying in episode zero, sucks, because the circuit makes it super easy to get Warframes. But the story, it's hard to justify doing that early.
It makes it make way more sense, and if you don't do that first, you're going to be super confused.
I feel like a solution would be an alternate story based on where you're at in the game, and then there you get another quest to come back later and kind of bring it to fruition.
But if you're past it, then you didn't get to experience that story.
Yeah. Anyway. So those are the three different ways of getting him. Yeah. Oh, of course, his three main blueprint parts, the Neuroptics, Chassis, and Systems, are all farmed there by defeating Lech Krill. But the main blueprint is bought in the market for credits, which here's another general tip for newer Warframe players. When you go to the market inside Warframe, when you go to... Most Warframes, it will give you two options. Either you can buy it for platinum, or you can purchase the blueprint for credits. Never buy them using platinum. Always get the blueprint, because if you did want to pay platinum to get one of these Warframes, you could go to the player market instead and get the prime version of that Warframe for not a whole lot, sometimes cheaper actually than buying the base version, and it's better and, most importantly, looks cooler.
Except Excalibur's prime.
Yes. Good luck getting that one.
Even on the market, like the player market, good luck.
Oh, yeah, you can't get Excalibur Prime.
Why is that?
Well, that's a good question. The only way to get Excalibur Prime, purchase the Founders Pack, which was only available in 2012. So, unless... the 1999 update gives everyone actual time travel, it's impossible to get Excalibur Prime. Unless you, like, buy someone's account, which I'm pretty sure that violates some terms and conditions or something, most likely.
Also, just kind of in general, against that.
Yeah. So, that's how you get Excalibur. Get him. He's cool. Okay, so... now is the time of the show where each of us is going to give our ratings for Excalibur. We're going to be judging on three categories. We're going with gameplay feel, gameplay strength, and fashion. So, my personal rating for Excalibur's gameplay feel. Out of 10, I would put him at a 7. He's honestly just really simple. I think there's a happy medium between having super complicated gameplay where it's very attention heavy, like you have to pay attention like a like Lavos. You really have to pay attention when you're playing Lavos to actually use his kit properly. Whereas, you know, Excalibur is pretty much the opposite end of the spectrum where it's kind of brain dead. Just, you know, there's some nuance to it, but it's just
slash
not
and keep slashing.
Yeah, pretty much hold down E and you're good. So, yeah, I'm putting him at a 7 because his abilities do feel good when you use them. But honestly, I may go 6.5. I'm going to go 6.5 because it's just lacking that thing to, like, activate my brain and make me actually think about what's going on. And it just doesn't trigger me the same way. So, Jacob, out of 10.
Well, you rate it completely different to how I rate it because I thought Fear would just be, like, easy to pick up and play.
Yeah, that's definitely
part of
it.
But you said brain dead. So, I mean, I was going to go 10, but now that you said if I pick 10, it's brain dead, that's not
what... No, that's not what I'm saying at all. 10 is not brain dead. 10 is, it's a good mix of somewhat simple and somewhat complicated.
Oh, so we're doing complicated.
He was saying that.
I thought we were doing like one is really complicated and 10 is.
No, I was just saying for me personally, the way I'm scaling it, I kind of want to see a mix of complicated and not complicated. But for you, you know, maybe you really like super complicated things. So if it's super complicated, you put it at 10. Or maybe you like really simple things.
This is how I'm going to rate it. 1, really complicated. 10, not. I say, well, then I must just use my melee anyway. So I'm going to rate him a 10. He really easy to pick up and play, which is one of the reasons he's one of the first 4 frames you can get. I say 10, I rate it that way. Jardus, how is your rating going to go?
So my rating is going to be like based on like how much I like it.
Yeah, like your how you feel about it.
Yeah, I would say like 7 or 8.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm kind of surprised. I thought you might go a little higher than that, actually.
No, just 7 or 8 feels right. I really like it. Like, don't misunderstand. I absolutely love Excalibur. But as far as like if we're talking kit, like how his kit feels or his kind of loadout.
Right.
There are better feeling ones, but his is solid and it's always nostalgic for me and I always enjoy going back to it.
So you're thinking like settling down on like a 7.5?
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. Okay. Mitchell, what would you say for gameplay feel?
I mean, it's nice. It's not spectacular. I think that his moves flow very well, but at the end of the day, I like how you phrased it. It's like, yeah, to a certain extent, it's like there could be more complexity to it. I'm very simple-minded, incredibly simple-minded. Like, I love simple games. However, he's not entirely my cup of tea. While, yes, he may be very well-rounded, at the same time, it's just, for me, very brain-dead. Okay, let's do this. Let's just hack and slash. No thought put in the controls whatsoever. I just do whatever.
There are times where it feels like bonking somebody with a baseball bat, doesn't it?
Well, it just feels like no matter what I do, it's going to yield the same result. So it doesn't matter if I strategize much. I just decide, do I want to shoot him? Do I want to hit him with a sword? Either way, it's going to be just as easy.
I think it also had to do with the difficulty.
Yeah, that does play a part into it, and we will try to fix that on for future episodes.
I will say, small interjection here, Warframe as a whole lends heavily towards like hack and slash, and the reason I really liked Deviri was because it added some more of that strategy as far as like a more complex melee system, because Warframe is really a stats game in my opinion. So if you got the good stats, you're gonna do well. It doesn't really matter as much about strategy. Now when it comes to using abilities, it almost becomes a little more like a team play game, almost like Overwatch-ish. Now, it's nothing like Overwatch, but in the sense of like, this is a support character. This is a DPS character. This is a farming frame. You know, that kind of thing. But in general, it is about just like, oh, I got good stats. I spit out damage and things die.
Right. So, on a scale of 1 to 10 for his feel, how would you say, roughly?
I'd say about a 5. And the reason I give it that is because
It's just, there's not a lot to it, which is nice, but at the same time, there's not a lot to it. So I can't say much on it.
Yeah. So I had marked down that I thought you were going to put that at a 6. That seems, you know, about right. Stardust, you marked him down as a 5. You got it spot on. Ding, 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 ding. Woo!
We'll see how I do on the rest of the way, because I'm a little mildly concerned about the other.
Yeah. And Jacob, you got the same thing that I did, 6. So you're only one off, just like me. So yeah, we had kind of honed in on that pretty well. So the next thing we're going to rate is gameplay strength. Personally, my rating for strength on Excalibur is going to be a 6. He definitely has potential, but name one Warframe that doesn't have some potential.
Yeah.
Everything you can do something with just about everything. It's...
Which potential are you talking about? Like, just any kind of potential?
Like, potential to, like, be effective.
Yeah, to be good, essentially.
At something or just, like, at anything?
Yeah, at something.
All right, because that means back when Hydroid was bad, it had potential.
Yeah, so, I mean, Hydroid, even though he wasn't super strong, he still had his purpose. He still had his use. He was a farming frame, which was pretty good and is still pretty good. But pretty much everything can be used for something, and that's kind of unfortunately the category I would put Excalibur in. I would say he's slightly better than middle of the pack, but not by much. So I'd put his gameplay strength at a 6 out of 10. So Jacob, what would you do?
I don't use him as often as I feel like I should. I don't want to say 6 because I think he's better than that, but I don't want to say 7 either. So I guess I just have to go with 6.5.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. Stardust, what are you thinking out of 10 for gameplay strength?
I think I'm going to sit kind of in the 6 to 7 range-ish, okay. So 6.5. Cool. Yeah. Because, like, of course I got the nostalgia, and I think if somebody spent the time, grinded up extremely powerful mods, and really focused on catering entirely to his gameplay style, you could push him really far, but initial just punch that he packs out of the box, because there's some Warframes it's like they're ready to take on like mid to end game stuff almost out of the box. I'm not saying without upgrades.
Octavia,
yeah, almost out of the box. Excalibur is meant to be your bread and butter in the beginning to mid of the game. He can handle end game stuff, but you got to know how to build him right.
This whole thing, we're not rating with mods on.
No, but I'm rating his overall like capability, because some Warframes can only be modded so far.
I know, but mods can just change the whole thing.
To a degree.
Yeah, I did my rating based on what you could do with mods and upgrades.
I did
yeah.
it without mods.
What are you thinking with mods? I don't know. Top capability that you could put it.
Well, like I said, I don't really use him as much as I feel like I should, so maybe 7.
Yeah. Okay, 7, yeah.
But I still think him in general is just a 6.5.
Okay. So Mitchell, what are you thinking for how he feels as far as strength? How
he's running without mods, so I mean
true.
He probably should rate without mods.
He's just going off what he experienced.
Yeah.
I mean, again, he's nice, he's okay, he's simplistic, but at the same time, I don't have much to go off of because I haven't played any others. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I guess this isn't really...
This is initial, not long-term.
I think his ratings, the more he does this, he'll change yeah. a lot.
Yes, but also, I don't think this rating is really more in relation to other Warframes. I think it's just in general... How strong does he feel?
This is also like a beginner perspective.
I would say starting out, I would rate about a 3, but if I got good practice with him, probably about a 6.
Okay.
So initial impressions, 3, but if I actually practiced just basic movement capabilities, which every Warframe has, I'd feel like I would rate it.
Yeah, so I was way off. I thought you were going to put it at like a 9, because at these levels that you were playing at, he really can just tear through enemies. If you You turn on that exalted blade and you just hack and slash. It's
that exalted blade is your panic button.
Yeah.
Yes, he can. But at the same time, whenever I was on that like harder level, it just seemed very tedious and long because I couldn't dish out enough damage.
Also, keep in mind you were doing a level 30 mission with no mods.
Yes.
Right.
But so you would never end up in that situation.
At the same time, again, he was simplistic. He was easy. He does tear through many things, everything, but at the same time, at my skill level, starting out, I feel like I can't take him very far. Right. But if I practice enough, then six.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. So I was way off on that. I called 9. Jacob, you did pretty good. You called it at a 7.
One off. Again.
So you did pretty good there. Stardust, you called it at a 4, so you were 2 off. So Jacob was 1, you were 2, I was 3.
But I was 1 off his initial number.
No. You got it spot on.
You were spot on for feel.
You were
no,
spot
for
on.
The second number.
For the three that I gave.
And then he said, but if originally. He spent more time with it, he might bump it up to a 6.
We're not keeping that one, though, so.
Yeah.
I was in the middle.
Yeah. So, last thing we're going to go for is fashion. So, basic Excalibur, the design...
Spin it around.
So,
because that's going to make a difference.
Small difference, but not much.
Look at the bat. I like the bat, how like, it looks like it's like open or something.
So, base skin. Excalibur was one of the 8 original Warframes that came out back in 2013, and you can tell.
Gray!
Yeah. Not very vibrant colors. Very simplistic. I gotta put this at like a 4. Yeah, I'll put it at 5 because it's kind of iconic. Like, this
is the Warframe.
It's the Warframe. When you think Warframe, this is Warframe.
Pretty much even Warframe themselves think of Excalibur.
This is John Warframe right here. Like, yeah.
On all the merch, just anything.
If it wasn't for that, he'd be a 4. But yeah, I'll put him at 5. So, Jacob, what are you thinking out of 10?
I do have nostalgia for him. Honestly, I'll probably have to be with you, Jesse. I think 5.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to hit 5, too.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mitchell?
Mitchell's putting on his glasses to see just how much he hates it.
Is it my turn yet?
I saw his face change when he saw it.
His face hasn't changed. It's been sour the whole time.
Also, before you announced that, I was making my guess for your opinion based on like having fashion. I think we should all redo our fashion scores for Mitchell. Cause...
No. I put mine with the base skin.
Okay, so I'll leave yours.
2.
Thinking 2.
Oh my gosh, we're all so close.
Are we talking about that?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you ready for mine?
1 to 10. Not you can't go to 0.
Yeah, not 1 to 5.
I was gonna do a 1.
Okay. Yeah.
If 0 was an option, I'd do -1.
That would be impossible if 0 was the lowest.
I didn't say it was the lowest. I said if 0 was an option.
No, that means this -1 means he didn't even check it.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. It's very simplistic. Look at his toes.
They all have weird feet.
Do you think we should do a rating where he sees like customized one?
Well, no, we just talked about that.
Look, it's not. Yes, it may have been one of the first, but it's ugly.
Well, I just want to see what he would think if he saw one customized.
It's incredibly muted.
What do you think about the other one?
Which other one?
The one.
I've seen a lot of them. You've shown me a lot.
Like, how about the one that you were playing, the Iron Man?
That's pretty nice. Kind of nice. This one's just ugly.
Yeah, Void Shell looks good no matter what it's on. And I would almost wager to say, well, not wager, I would almost venture to say that Void Shell looks good no matter what colors are on it. That's why I say I would
issue.
Almost. I don't fully go over. I would almost want to. I know you can
make some pretty ugly stuff.
Oh yeah, I know you can make an ugly color combination. Go to the base. I spend a lot of time on those.
You really do.
Yeah, you do spend a lot of time on these.
We will wait like an hour just to start a mission because he's customizing.
Look, I gotta get the fashion on
no,
point,
not,
man.
Not for bro time. During bro time, you're supposed to skip the fashion. Do your fashion later.
I have this little soundboard that I play sounds on when we're on Discord, and I specifically pulled a sound from the Henry Stickmin collection. No, it's not the dance.
Oh.
It's,
Look, you're not allowed to change heads, alright? Now drop it. Getting on my nerves over here.
Yeah.
Spot on!
It was that. Yeah, look at me, I'm great.
Oh, you used his name.
Yes, you did.
I'll fix it in post.
You're just gonna go in there and you're just gonna all of a sudden hear a completely different... you're gonna hear a completely different tone. It's like, hey, redacted.
No, it's gonna be like, hey, Stardust.
Okay, so it took off the Void Shell skin, but you can see how ugly that is.
I kind of like it, honestly.
Kind of nice. It's better than the original.
That is my creation.
Oh, goodness, that's an abomination.
It's actually not horrible.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not horrible.
Thank you.
That's kind of nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you just slap on some of the community designs?
No, that's randomized.
Oh,
that's
you just randomized.
That one's nice. I like that one.
Do it
okay.
again. Do it again. Let's do it again. It's
time. Jacob's like a 2-year-old. Do it again. Do it again.
You've got to weigh the odds that if it's weird and funky, Mitchell's probably going to like it.
That's okay.
Mitchell, am I wrong in that statement? If it's a little bit weird, you're probably going to like it.
It depends.
Yeah, it depends on what type of weird, but let's just say what are the percentages of if it's just blanket weird.
I like slightly weirder designs, but not like weird color palettes.
Yeah, no, not weird color palettes. I'm talking design.
I like...
Well, you tend
oh.
to...
That's nice. I like that one.
Keep that one.
I like
Keep
the stuff
like
that is not protagonist worthy, but it's like side character worthy. That's
so
like.
so if it was customized, you'd probably rate it higher.
Yeah, that one's nice. I like that one a lot.
That one's also using one of my favorite skins.
Anyway, let's get to our guest ratings for him.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to tally up the points here.
You didn't say what we thought he'd rate it.
Right, we didn't. Right. So, Mitchell, you put it at a 1. I thought you were going to think 3. Jacob thought you were going to call it at 4. And Stardust thought you were going to do it at 2. So, again, Stardust is the closest. So, let me tally up.
He's known me for longer.
That is true.
Unfair advantage.
There are some things that are just kind of a
It was rigged
though.
From the start.
He's known him since birth.
It's been a long time. It's
been a long time.
How many years, you say?
Long time.
Not a number.
Since 5th grade.
Well, I feel bad. So, I was the furthest off.
Wow, and you're the host.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm a bad friend.
Wait, who did I know first, you or Jacob?
Me, for sure.
Oh, so you should have been second, but
yes,
you're not.
Yes, I should have been.
You're third.
Yep. So, I was off by a total of 6 points. So, that was pretty rough.
But how many points do you have?
If he put 5 and I put 6, that's 1 point off.
Uh-huh.
So, Jacob, you were 5 points off, so 1 closer than I was.
I'll take it.
And Stardust, you were 3 points off. So... Stardust, you are tonight's big winner. You get...
Nothing!
Applause.
Yay!
Woo!
Applause and appreciation.
No appreciation. Just applause.
Oh, Jinx. I tried.
Dang it. Jinx. Devil. Jinx. I'm so good at this.
Now, for this pretty Excalibur, Mitchell is now gone. Oh, crap. I said his name.
Oh, he's back. Dang it. You shouldn't have said it.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah. But yeah, that's going to wrap it up for today's podcast. Super stoked that we're finally actually live now. So go check out the episode that you most likely have already listened to.
On what?
Yeah, so right now we are on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and of course everyone's favorite podcasting platform, Samsung Podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're trying to get onto Apple Podcast, but wow, do they make it difficult for you if you don't own an Apple product.
I mean, we even had an Apple product. And
yeah,
it was hard.
Two Apple products. We're still struggling to get an account set up. So thanks, Steve Jobs. He's dead now.
Who's the current owner?
Take that, Steve Jobs.
He didn't do it. It was that Wozniak dude.
Who?
The guy actually coded everything.
Oh.
Bosnack or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be whoever's managing it now?
That's what his name is. He's like Russian or something.
So listen to us on all those places, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. Here's what I'm thinking on YouTube. I'm probably going to upload these videos just as, these podcast episodes just as audio to start. And then once we get a video made for them, we'll probably take down those old videos and re-upload them with.
Now on YouTube, you can straight up upload a podcast. YouTube has podcasts now.
Yes.
It's not just, right. To the best of my knowledge, it's not just a video. It's like an actual podcast.
Yeah, we'll see how that works.
We'll arm it instead of wing it.
Yeah, pending further review.
What about legging it?
I got two legs already. We also have social media now. We have a YouTube channel, Railjack Ruffians.
Not posted yet.
Yeah, all we have is one community post up right now. We also have a Twitch account, which is Railjack_Ruffians, which we don't stream on, so don't even bother. We have a Twitter account. It's at NotTheRealRR. Ooh, I almost had it right. It's actually totally not real RR. Didn't have enough characters to just do Railjack Ruffians, so did that instead. I don't think we have anything else.
And all these platforms will be able to recognize by the logo.
Yes, we have an amazing logo who's made by Stardust. No, I'm joking. I wasn't joking about him making it, but it's honestly, it's really good. I'm really happy with how it turned out.
I'm really happy that it turned out as good as it did.
Yeah, really good. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, bro.
Okay.
You too, bro.
So that should be it for our podcast. Make sure to, I don't want to say the L and S term.
It's the same old thing that every YouTuber says at the end and beginning of their video.
Oh, Spotify, yeah. Rate it 5 stars.
Yeah, do that. If you're able to, leave a comment. Maybe, if you can. If not, we totally understand, and we will not come to your house and burn your house down.
Stardust wheel.
No, we'll get the combustible lemons.
Yes. Burn your house down. So
we have engineers that can do that.
Well,
look,
maybe.
I have some trained chipmunks. They'll handle everything.
So yeah, rate us, comment, do all that stuff.
Share.
No, be stingy. Don't share it. Just hold on to it and hoard it for yourself. So yeah, check us out on social media. Not that we have anything up on there, but give us a follow, and maybe if people follow us, it'll be worth posting something.
Come say hi.
It's worth posting something now.
I mean, technically I have a post on Twitter already. So, Stardust, any last words?
I really did enjoy going over this. Excalibur is one of my favorites. Even though like my ratings may not have necessarily been high, he's still one of my favorites. I have a lot of nostalgia. I have thoroughly enjoyed doing this podcast. It has been a blast. Like, what better way than to have like some of your best friends in the room and just like conversating, goofing around.
Only we had that.
Just goofing around for the world to hear. It's a great experience.
We only have him, so we don't have to pay for gas.
Yeah, we're just kind of stranded. We're all hitchhikers riding with Stardust.
Yeah.
Mitchell, any last words?
Not off the top of my head, but it is fun, like Stardust was saying. I don't have a lot of input to give most of the time. And whenever we talk about stats and abilities, I get kind of in an area where I can't say much. But it is still awesome. It is still awesome just being here and hanging out and talking. Even if I don't have much to contribute most of the time, it's fun being around y'all. And not all I got. And does he have 4 fingers or 3? I mean, 4 fingers or 5?
I think it's 5.
From this distance, it should be 4.
If you had your... Okay, this is totally very important to the podcast. If you had your hand chopped off, would you go hook or like more like hand-like?
Iron Man hand.
Let's keep it like reasonable-ish kind of.
I would go hook because I would always be able to stab someone in the shoulder.
Yarg.
One that has like a harpoon, that way if I stab someone and pull it out, it's gonna really hurt.
Mitchell, it's not a real hook though. It's more like a bar. It was like.
Oh, I thought we were talking like hook.
No, that's not a thing.
I'm thinking hook.
He's thinking hook.
I know what I've seen.
Like a grab.
I know
hook.
What you're talking about too, but I would want like a pirate hook.
Well, okay.
Make sure if you do that, you say yar
or whatever.
Whatever.
Did you do an outro?
Yeah, basically just said it's fun, even though I don't have much to contribute most of the time. It's just nice being here and talking and committing felonies with our friend Stardust and living on the road.
Wait, our friend Galactic Stardust? Felonies. He's our friend now?
No.
No, Freudian slip.
What?
It's a Freudian slip.
What is that?
It's when you accidentally say something that you actually mean when you meant to lie.
Oh. No, I...
Wait. You don't have to cut that out, because we're not supposed... We're telling the truth.
Anyway, that's all I have to say. It's nice being here.
I'm doing the quotation marks with my hands.
The air quotes.
So, yeah, tune in next time to hear me say...
Excalibur. You didn't say that.
What?
This is how I feel about Excalibur. Because he did, and he did.
I thought you did. Oh. Speak your piece.
I really like Excalibur. And I think he is one of the... I want to say the best, one of the best Warfighters, and I didn't rank him that high. It's probably nostalgia, though.
Yeah. Excalibur's good. Kind of a middle ground, though, for me personally. But yeah, so that's going to wrap us up. Tune in next time to hear me say something smart. You're going to want to tune in for that, because it doesn't happen every day. So.
But hey, that's just a podcast, a Warframe podcast. Thanks for listening.